Okay.
All right. Welcome to EverQuest Radio, April 4th.
April 4th. It's Tasso's birthday.
Yay.
And Blubbert is here. He's just non-existent at the moment.
Yeah, it's all right. We got a whole bunch of other people in the house, but we're still doing the show because we love you.
We love you.
But we got Ed. Ed, set up your mic.
Oh, Paco's going to sit in? Oh,
butt sex.
Yeah, it's definitely
microphone
one of those
in
shows.
Pouch.
Intro, and we'll be right back.
Butt sex, cum shot, whatever. I'm mostly loud tonight. Hero,
I would be awesome man. I'd fly around the world fighting crime according to my awesome plan. And if I saw criminals trying to lie, hurting other people and making them cry, I'd haul them off to jail in my awesome van. 'Cause I would be awesome man. Now, some criminals want you to be a criminal. They offer you things like drugs, alcohol. But we know what to do, kids. We just say no. If I could be a superhero, I would be drug-free boy. Telling the world of the evils of drugs and all of the lives they destroy. Well, I'd take all the junkie he's getting so high with their needles and bongs and their sticks made of tie. As I burn them alive, I would squeal with joy. 'Cause I would be drug-free boy. If I could be a superhero, I'd be immigration dude. I'd send all the foreigners back to their homes for eating up all of our food and taking our welfare and best jobs to boot, like landscaping, dishwashing, picking our fruit. I'd pass a lot of laws to get rid of their brood, 'cause I'd be immigration dude. Now kids, you can make up your very own superhero. If you could, who would it be? If I could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with three kids and no job, to run off to Hawaii with some doctor named Bob. You could skin them and drain them of blood so they die, especially Bob. And you would be Justice Guy. Or you could be more subtle. No, I didn't mean to be vague. Give her the mad cow disease, let him die of the plague, as long as they suffer for their terrible lie, especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Yes, then you would be a superhero like me.
But we'd sure like to pin her legs back like a Tyson chicken. Radio. The Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome to
All Aboard!
Dream Wreck Radio.
Fuck it!
Due to the graphic nature.
Fuck
it! Of this program.
Fuck it!
Listener discretion is advised.
Fucking hostile!
There we go. Jesus.
Yes?
Yeah, well, I got this all turned up, that's why.
You know, it says INRI on the top of the cross. You know what that means, right?
Well,
I'm nailed right in.
I
thought The Passion of Christ was a porno.
If anybody wants to call in and wish
and I realize it's a snuff
Tasso
film.
A happy birthday.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I got to start that.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Eat my ass.
Okay.
Where's the dog? Monty! He'll fuck your ass in a heartbeat.
Oh, boy. All right. Where is it? Where is it? There it is. Kill the music.
Kill the music.
All right, so it's my birthday.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Another year.
What is it, 31 now?
33.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a baby.
A baby.
He's a baby.
You know, everybody listening to the show is like, he's how old? Holy
we
shit. We
got a race like
I'm
every
13.
Week.
I should be talking to you.
Hey, Colesoft.
No, his name's not Michael Jackson.
Colesoft.
Colesoft.
Oh, I thought you said you had cold sore.
Usually when it's cold, I am soft.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, this shit's pretty
hot. Okay, terrific.
There we go.
That's kind of low.
Yeah, it's a little low.
Girls gay, that. Horrific.
Yeah, there we go. Let's see.
You gotta go break a seal. Turn it off.
There we go. All right, so...
Turn it down. Shut the door.
Let's hurry this up.
Hurry what?
Well, not hurry up. Well, I mean, let's get into it. It's EverQuest Radio.
EverQuest Radio. We talk about EverQuest and World of Warcraft.
Yeah, actually, mostly World of Warcraft at this point, but I'm still trying to convince these two. I should be
convinced. You've already convinced me.
Yeah. Well.
Happy birthday, Tassel, they say.
Who said that?
Sharik.
Thanks, Sharik. But, yeah, so let's see. This week was a whole bunch of nothing.
Actually,
this was the end of the Fabled Quest.
It's over?
Some are saying, some aren't, so mm-hmm. It may be, maybe not. I had never even tried to get it.
Actually, you know, I did do something this week that was actually fun.
What?
Did you do the quest that gave you the firework,
no.
Firework wand?
Actually, you should cool do that.
Looking. That a waste of good graphics on something that just shoots fireworks.
I think the fireworks in-game are cool.
There we go.
Especially if you do it when your tune is drunk.
No. Here's something that's been missing from EverQuest for a long time. A fun quest. This was actually a well-done quest. You go to your hometown, and you get received, you know, this whisper. Hey, you know, I've got, you know, want something, you know, blah, blah, blah. You go up to this Valshire, and he's sitting there, and he's like,
actually,
oh, you know.
He was human to me.
He was?
Yeah. If you put.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, mine was Valshire.
Maybe they do. He's in disguise.
Anyways, basically says that he's selling fireworks. Cross and if you are an adventurer, you know, you can collect stuff that he needs.
Yes, I am an adventurer.
You're low.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'm low.
Woo! No, that's hers.
Woo!
Go ahead.
Woo! Woo!
Go ahead.
Can I get a what? What?
All right, that's a little better.
Why are they always asking the question? Can I get a what? What do you want?
Sorry. Basically, you go to this guy. He gives you a 10-slot container. You go to 10 different zones that you
did
probably...
Did you get into the WoW beta?
I should be receiving a key this week. So, yes.
Yes.
And then you will not see me playing that request
cheater.
Ever again. Not cheating.
Improvising.
What? Just because I hire somebody that knows somebody in a company, does that make me cheating?
No.
That was a requirement.
That's a tactical advantage. Requirement.
Basically, anybody who applied to me, I'm like, do you know anybody that works for Blizzard?
Did you really? No,
no,
you're joking.
I'm joking. But basically, though, yes, I will be in the beta hopefully next week. And I get to play.
Kind of opens up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, close it. Yeah,
close it. Make sure the
take
match
the
locks.
Bunny
just
off.
No, just pull it till you hear a click. There you go.
Ooh.
All right, so
let the orgy begin.
Basically, let's get back to this quest.
Okay.
You should do it because I think the PCs are still in the game to do it.
Yeah, okay. I saw them. I got my bag.
You got your bag? It's very easy. You go kill like a will-o-wisp. You kill a lot of low-level shit. Everything's soloable. And you return. You hit combine. You go back to this guy. You turn it in. And depending on when you're... character was created is what firework you get. So if you make one today and go do it, you're going to get the cheesiest firework.
So my character was created 3 years ago.
You would get probably the one that I have, which is the Tormax candle, and it shoots. It's cool. It shoots out two rockets, and you see them go out in the sky and fireworks.
How many times can you shoot it?
Forever.
You can just
1.5 second cast time.
Was it nerfed?
No.
Cool.
Nerf? Why would they nerf it?
No, that's...
I know, they nerfed everything else.
No, that was the Fabled stuff.
Then they upgraded the Beast Lord again and said, fuck you, Shaman.
Yeah. Actually, I heard the Beast Lord now gets all the Shaman spells.
Okay. Okay.
His pet was improved. They improved everything. My pet fucking hits for less now.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's 20 hit damage it did is now 10.
Really? They nerfed your pet?
Yes.
I didn't hear about that. That's fucked up.
No. My pet sucked always.
Yeah, but now it sucks
more. No. My pet sucks. Dude, your pet is this light blue to dark blue to you. Mine's green.
Well, there you go.
Shit, somebody was proud my pet was yellow to them.
Dude, a scale bone skeleton can kick its ass.
But you're not a pet class.
Oh, you have a pet cat. Do I have a pet?
No.
I'm a pet class.
I got a pile of bones.
Beast Lords can hit just as hard as me.
Doesn't that suck? A Beast Lord's pet
has the same armor as me. Yeah, they can tank too.
Yeah, well.
You just put their freaking pet in front of them.
Yeah, well.
And they can heal their pet really nice.
What they want you to do is to reroll a character. Reroll and start a Beast Lord.
Yeah.
Everybody should be a Beast Lord now.
Yeah, right. EverQuest Beast Lord. Everyone. Yeah. I've seen an LDON where they were all Beast Lords.
It worked great.
And they got it killed in like 20, not even 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's like a raid party. Because you got six people plus the six nice big pets.
Yeah. You know what it is? The guy who created the Beast Lord, and now the guy that upgrades him, he's constantly sucking his dick over at Sony.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's like, yo, I'll suck your dick. You just make him more Uber. And the guy's like, keep sucking.
Keep sucking.
And he must suck real good.
Oh, God.
Right? Because the Beast Lord's getting Uber.
He's got a hole in his desk here, and he's like,
fuck that, no hole in his desk.
Damage mitigation.
The guy's on the floor on his knees doing the
Bill Clinton. Leo. Focus the seventh on your bed.
No, it's more like a Bill Clinton thing. He's right on the floor on his knees saying, just keep the pants open.
A drain of bodily fluids is like a pile of cum on the floor with footprints on front of him.
Ooh, so he got the cum shot in real early.
No, you didn't, actually.
Yeah, but you always say I never know how to work it into a sentence.
Oh, no, he worked it in just before he shut shut up and started. He's a cum shot. But sex.
So,
No, if the Beast Lord gets any better, then you know he's bending over and the guy's just, like, plowing him. That's where the butt sex comes in. When the Beast Lord can complete heal himself...
Oh, yeah. More damage indication.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
By the way, that's not a projector. That's a vibrator up the guy's ass. Turn it off! That was me. That was me in the urologist's office getting a prostate exam.
Pull it out.
Turn it off.
I love that.
George C. Scott.
Yeah, he's fine.
It's like the biggest line he's ever had. You know, everybody else has got like good one-liners. He's got to turn it off.
All right. I got a little bitch.
You got a little bitch? You've been telling us it's been a big bitch for
Actually,
how long?
No, you have a male dog that's humping us.
Anyways.
Go ahead.
Gay dog sex.
Hey, we're going to post it.
We have to do at least 20 minutes of like EverQuest.
Yeah, please.
Before we go
off
on tangent. So bear with us.
Tangent?
But this is EverQuest talk.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just explaining it to him. Oh.
Okay, so expose your bitch.
Okay. Sometime during the week.
Yes.
They brought all the servers down in the middle of the night. Friday night, was it?
Yeah.
It was Thursday night because I couldn't get on.
Yes. Thursday night, they decided to bring the servers down for an emergency patch.
And you...
For 3 hours.
Right, but when you went back on, you only downloaded one tiny little thing.
But no, they didn't really... You know, they were fixing an exploit. From what I'm hearing, people were hitting for 100,000.
Nice!
Yeah.
What? Repeat that?
Is it a crit, or is it just...
But they gave a bullshit excuse going, oh, well, we took the pink spell effect boxes off, and they fixed the problem in South Karna, where mobs were popping underneath the world. Who the fuck cares? You couldn't wait until it's 2 o'clock in the morning?
No.
We're just about to kill Avatar War. We got 45 people there or whatever. We got all the clerics, got the healing power. Yeah, we're going to kill Avatar War, but, you know, whatever. You know, this is mob that pops like once a fucking week, right?
Yeah.
So we have everybody there. We're just killing the first trigger mob, and it's like, oh, 15 minutes, the servers are coming down for a brief patch, which turned into 3 hours. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? This better be, you know, first of all, the game's running pretty okay for me. Normally, if they do that prime time, they bring the servers down with 15 minutes notice, it's an exploit. It's not because mobs are under the fucking world. There was a problem with mob pathing. If a wandering mob hit another wandering mob, it would go underworld.
Yes, so were the toons.
Well, actually, wait. When Shizma was a young little Ixar, in the Veil of Bone.
When they used to go through the wall?
They went to the wall and fell down into the world. Now, If they're underneath you, it doesn't matter if they're a mile down below. They can still hit you. They can hit you. So I'm like, okay.
But they won't attack you, even if they're killing on sight, because they're below you.
Oh, but if you hit them into the wall.
Right. They'll come at you.
Because I had one of those burn your eye diggy things.
Yeah. And so I hit them all the way to the zone.
Right, and I'm like, crunch. He come back? I don't see him. Crunch.
He's under the world.
But I can't hit the...
No mic for you.
It's out of reach of my spells, but can't crunch.
Well, you don't even give me a mic.
There's a mic in the bag and a cord on the floor.
Actually, I don't think the mic in the bag works. But we'll
yes,
see.
The mic in the bag works.
Are you sure?
It's biodynamic.
I don't think
you
it works.
You can't kill those things.
Yeah, guess what?
In the black bag.
It didn't work last time I tried it.
Yeah, it did.
Try it.
The wire would do more.
Try it.
It better work, because that's my singing mic.
Well, guess what? You ain't singing no more.
I get no kick from champagne.
How about this one was Randy's, like, a long time ago. This old buyer?
And you're still touching it? Smell like ass!
No, that's Jeanette's mic.
I don't remember having any corn.
No. I stick in your ass. You know, stick in mine.
Yeah, she's one of those prodder type of girls.
Nothing.
Hello?
Is it turned on?
Yeah, no, there's no on or off.
Hello?
No, I meant like on the board.
Popped off of it, somebody dropped it.
Well, here, see, trade.
Dead air.
Say something.
Dead.
My God.
It's full of stars.
Nothing.
Oh, man, that's an $80 mic down the tubes, huh?
Well,
sorry, Ed. I had to pass the mic over.
Well, this one's bad. You got
to
take it apart?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me give you a screw.
Mics.
What? Yes, just to let everyone know, I was in the house the entire time.
20
I'm
minutes
late. And I was still late.
Dude, you were two doors away from the high school and you were always late.
120. We were talking about that upstairs. I was late 123 times for 102-day school year.
I
was damn impressed with that record.
I remember when I went to your house, your parents telling me, please come to my house.
Well, that's because if you're late, you had to go in and sign in late.
Right, you had to sign in late and they would give me a detention. Then I just never showed up for detention.
And you never got in trouble?
No, because they had no way of
you need a
checking
mic.
The following year after I did this, mind you, yeah. They came up with a new rule.
You guys thought. Anyways, it was kind of pissing me off.
They
brought the servers down for no fucking reason.
Uh-huh. I guarantee you there's a reason.
No, the reason I heard was there was a bug where you could hit for 100,000. Which I would have really loved to have found that bug. Cause
on
I would
the
have
Avatar War.
Avatar War by myself.
Well, wouldn't that have been just Uber?
That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Emperor's up.
Emperor's down.
I'll be there in a minute.
He's dead. No, trust me.
Per cycle.
I put a flag for time.
Yeah.
Get all my flags. Just kill everything in 10 minutes.
Gotta go behemoths up. Run.
Dead.
Spiders. Who cares?
One hit, you kill everything. Almost everything, except for gods, which would take like 4 hits.
Wait.
6 hits.
Tasso like Rampages.
You couldn't do it.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could.
Spiders coming in would kill you.
Yeah, but I've already done mechanical behemoth.
I'm bringing up one.
No, but they
one whack
the
all the spiders.
Oh, whack.
No, but
whack,
as soon as they
room.
No. They have to go to the left into the corner, and then they blow up. So I'd be able to stand right in the middle, right underneath.
Oh, well, actually, you just got to run in there one hit.
Right.
Mechanical hit, because he doesn't have that many hit points.
One hit, kill him.
Guys.
Well, no, but you have to. No, you have to stop the spiders, though.
I could do that.
What am I?
Could
we
all go running all four corners?
No, they go into the center first, and then they split into the corners.
Oh,
they come into the center, make a left or a right. And go, and then it'll explode. So you'd kill him right there in the center.
But you'd have to kill him before they get to MB.
Right. No, before they explode. What?
No. You have to first kill him to get to MB to make MB targetable.
Right. If they are exploding in the room, if they explode, you have to stop them from exploding. That's all you
if
have to
you
do.
If you kill mechanical behemoths.
Why?
No.
He's
well,
only going
to
he's only
going to
take 4 shots.
But they're his food.
He's only going
to
take 4 shots.
But you have
to
stop him. The spiders from getting to him
right
first before he even becomes targetable.
No, not to him. They go to the corner and explode. What you have to stop them from doing is exploding. You can stop them outside the room. You can stop them wherever the fuck you want. You just got
to
keep
well,
them
you have
as
to do
long
that for a minute or two until he becomes targetable.
Which
turn,
is easy to do.
Kill him four
right.
times.
Right.
Run. Worst comes to worst. Run.
Right.
Nail the projection.
Right.
Let the spiders explode. Mm-hmm. You die.
But see,
wait till you pop in a graveyard and you're done.
Right. All I'd need to do is kill AD. Kill AD.
Okay, you have AD. Okay,
right.
Well, he'll
I have
kill
ADD.
AD. Open the floor.
Yeah.
Train all the way to hell to the end because you'd have everyone running behind you.
I gotta
could stay there and kill them, but
yeah.
Now I got a question. Now I did Mechanical Behemoth. What am I flagged for that?
Tactics.
Tactics?
Yeah,
what level are you?
Yeah.
57th?
57th level of Saturday Night in Tactics, looking for group. Twink.
Yeah, you can go into Tactics.
Which is funny.
There's a couple ways into Tactics.
No, that's actually, right, no, actually me and Batsun of Thunder, looking for a group.
That, well, you have to do the quest. And nobody ever does those quests anymore.
I've got like three parts to the quest already.
Okay, so well, I'm flagged for the trials. I'm flagged for the trials. I did the hedge maze.
Now, how many parts are there in TOS?
What am I flagged for with Crypt of Decay? I'm allowed to go with Crypt of Decay
now? You
have
to collect like...
I did Grumus.
Grumus, right. That's Crypt of Decay.
Things.
Then I'm halfway there.
You have to collect...
Two
heads. A head.
Sash.
A bone. A sash.
Right. It's a pain in the ass.
I know, but I've got.
Hey,
I got
a question. Whatever happened to changing faction with the Thurgoden dwarves?
Oh, my,
we never did it.
I know.
Thurgoden's. I'm fucking KOS the Thurg, man.
You really?
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead. Tell them about your Dane kill. I'll be right back.
Well, we killed Dane a couple of times. All it did is two Dane kills, and now I'm KOS.
No, who's the Dane?
The head of the dwarves.
Why did you kill him?
Because he drops good loot.
He drops his head.
He drops his head.
And what's his head do?
Head gives you an Uber belt.
Okay.
And but the only way to give the only way to hand the belt in is you have to become ally
with the dragons,
the giants.
Oh, the giants.
To the giants.
So you have to run around killing dwarves.
Right. So now I'm running around Eastern Waste killing dwarves, collecting their heads, because handing in their heads to the giants raises your faction.
Okay.
So right now I'm running around just because I got the head. I got the Dane.
I don't want to lose my faction with the dwarves. I
well, you know,
the dwarves are cute. I wouldn't want them to hate me.
Well, not only that, you're talking about an Ixar. I'm KOS everywhere else.
You can go into third.
Here's the fun part. Here's the fun part. All dark races, you know, the ogres, trolls, they can still go in each other's cities. I mean, an ogre can go to the dark elf city. Trolls are actually in the dark elf city now. Okay? Me? KOS, 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 KOS. Thurgoden, I finally got my faction up in Thurgoden. They love me. They love me. I consider them an ally.
I'm now KOS anywhere I go in Velios.
Oh, God.
The entire expansion, I am fucking KOSing. The dragons, the giants, and the dwarves all hate me.
Oh,
I'm working on the giants, though. But I have to kill, like, 1,500 dwarves.
Public, public enemy number one in Thurg, huh?
1,500 dwarves just to get out of KOS with the giants.
No, I don't.
Then take all the heads that you've collected killing 1,500 dwarves. God only knows where you're going to put them all because they're not stackable.
Right.
I'm going to have them on all my alts is what's going to end up happening.
Yeah.
And then
turn them in.
Then you can turn them in, and that raises your faction quickly. So once you get out of KOS, you can go up to ally very quickly with all the heads.
What heads? Dane heads?
No, Coldain heads.
But that doesn't raise your Tormax faction.
Yes, it does.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He sure hopes it does.
No, I know it does.
Hey, actually, Snowdog actually found out the hard way that killing Sarnax in Lake of Illomen doesn't get all your faction up with Cabela's.
One.
It's so funny. She walks in and they consider them different.
The jeweler's screwdrivers? Not on
it. In the truck? You hear that?
Yeah.
You bastard.
Give me. They're in my toolbox.
You anyway. Bastard.
So anyway, what were we talking about?
We're talking about faction and Day and Thurgoden.
Well, yeah, so anyway. Turn the lights up so he can see.
But the problem, the other problem I had.
Don't you need some light?
See ya.
That's good enough.
He's got light. The other problem that I have is right after we kill the Dane a couple times. Now, killing the Dane raises your giant faction quickly.
Right.
Right. So I was on my way to getting decent giant faction. And then the call comes out that Avatar of War is up. So I run there. Well, that's killing a giant. So I run there. Well, Vindy's in the way.
You gotta kill Vindy.
So we kill Vindy. Then we pull statue. We kill statue. Then the servers go down before we can pull Avatar of War.
Hey.
Kill Vindy again.
Very annoying. So the servers come back up 15, 20 minutes later. Everyone logs back on. Vindy's up again. Kill Vindy again. No statue. But, so I killed, you know, three of the main giants and
back to killing
time. Back to all the way back to zero again. I was like,
you got a tweezer?
Hey, Derek.
Actually, back to max kill.
A tweezer sometimes will fit the.
So now I'm only up to like 100 dwarfs I've killed. You know, it takes time. You know.
Actually, I got a question. Does the Vindi breastplate go on clerics too?
Yes.
Yes. Isn't it all?
I think I'm switching guilds.
You had to see the fucking. You had to see the.
Just kidding.
You had to see the breastplate that dropped off of statue.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Much nicer.
Actually, the one that drops in off of Greg.
Oh,
I never saw that one.
The Tommy Two Tone ones.
Yeah, the Tommy Two Tone ones. Right.
I never saw that one.
Oh, it's like almost 16.
I've actually been on a Greg kill.
You never been on a Greg kill?
I think I was only there once, and
we completed it, and the armor dropped, and they're like showing it. I'm like, oh. I only have like four raid points. And I'm like, I raid 4 points. And I was like, and it goes to so-and-so for 120 points. I'm like, oh, well, I guess my 4 points didn't mean shit.
Well, that was like the thing that drops at the end of Vex now from the head guy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's a thing you hand in and get like this uber deck. And it's ridiculous. It's armor class 35 plus 20 to everything. You know, it's insane, you know?
Yeah.
Does it not have so I'm like, what the hell? You know, I don't know how many points to bid. You know, I don't know. Because I wasn't sure what else. I knew this was a part of the quest. I thought, you know, there might be all sorts of other things you got to do. So there's only one piece. So who knows? Maybe people won't vote, you know, bid that much.
Right.
So I bid 25. Well, Delic won for 123.
Whoa.
You know, and it ends up being, it's the only thing you need. You take this, bring it to somebody, hand it to them. They hand you the Uber neck. And I'm like, yeah.
That's a nice quest.
It's way Uber.
It's ridiculously Uber. So, needless to say, you know, I want to, you know, so I'm hoping that, you know, somewhere in, you know, year 2009, I might actually want to bid for this thing and win.
Actually, don't you hate that? I hate that. For shit like that. I mean, there's other stuff out there like your Coldane Shawl.
Mm-hmm.
That takes like 10 levels and skills at the yin yang to do.
Massive work to complete.
Massive work. Sitting around for an hour and a half waiting for something to pop.
Dave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Waiting around for like 2 hours for something to pop and.
Uh huh.
Yeah, you know, and it's nice.
Real quest type.
Yeah,
stuff,
it's nice.
You know?
Yeah, but then you get this shit where right. you kill one guy and you just turn this in. And, I got something better.
Right.
Oh, I hate that.
You something know, that drops so off of.
Like my green mist
drops off.
My green mist quest starts when I'm first level.
VT.
Okay.
Textile.
Green mist starts at first level.
Oh. Okay.
And
the god of all failures.
And. That's at 50th level, that's zone. When you finally get the final
that
products for this thing.
Part of Helios.
And it's a decent weapon. It's a decent weapon.
So then how
it's
is that better than the Coldane Shawl if they both came out at the same time?
You know, which
two
is
different places.
Which was our captors a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Far, far away. But,
they don't stack.
You know, it's nothing, you
they
know, I've got weapons
stack.
Now that just, you know, the only
like,
reason why I have it now
is
because, well, A, it does have...
Because the shawl isn't it that
hit you with 30 damage.
Right. What's on the other piece?
And also increase my own. But beside that,
it's an aura of battle. I think
I got a
hammer. Oh, so one's not related to the
damage.
Other.
Yeah, they're not. They're
just as fast,
Uber.
If not faster.
That you get a piece. All you do is kill something, loot his head, walk over, hand it to this guy. You get one of the most uberest pieces in the game.
Yeah.
Compared to the shawl,
which
took
get your brewing skills, your cooking skills, your tracking skills.
Right. Yeah, but how easy is this guy to kill?
Well, no, you don't kill a
yeah, but you know what?
You're in a
that's
serious
done,
raid guild.
That's
yeah.
done in a raid. That's done in a raid. You know?
Well,
yeah, but a raid that 75% of all guilds that play EverQuest cannot complete.
Cannot even come close to trying.
Mm.
So, you know,
it is kind of hard to get, extremely hard to get the
and
piece.
They got and they have to give you stuff that's worthwhile, you know, advancing up. I mean, I was actually depressed because we did the HOH trials and then we did Mithril Mar this...
Nathaniel Mar?
What?
Is it Mithaniel?
Mithaniel or something. Yeah. How are you? Lord Mithaniel Mar. M.M.
Yeah, M.M.
Anyway, the looty drop was nice, but I don't know.
It didn't seem like it
well,
was worth
both
it.
Both of them dropped. There were two bows that dropped.
You had
know?
Better.
And, yeah, my Stonewood compound bow, which is player-made, was better than both of them. And I was like...
Wait, he... All right.
Now, here I'm thinking you're killing a major, major mob, and it's only... And
like
the
a
bow isn't as good as a player-made bow.
Yeah.
It's not well, to me.
Oh, wait, how about this one? How about this one? The level limits on the stuff that drops in LDUN. Boy, does that piss the crap out of me. I'm like, hey, I got an earring. Armor class 2, 15 hit points. It's got decent resist stats.
Right.
But I'm like, recommended level, 48. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. My level 5 character wouldn't want to win a set.
Right, by the time I hit the level 48, you really think this is going to matter to me?
Right, I got Griffin Fang earrings in my ear.
No,
right.
That's how long the screw is. No.
Like, holy crap.
But, Tom, because there are...
But you know what that is? That's tribute shit.
Well,
that
yeah,
sounds not Loughlin, it's Velius, you said.
It's Velius.
Okay.
It's the when they put in Velius and pushed everyone up to 60th level,
yeah,
that was the equivalent of a plane of time.
So
was Vexthal.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the end of the game.
Vexthal was the ultimate at that time. And then
at that time. Until
then
they
planes of power.
I don't have a pair of players.
So go find a pair.
Right. Once they made the plane of time.
What's
then
the little yellow handle thing?
You feel like you're in The Godfather 3. You know, once I thought I was out,
they put me back in.
And that's what Gates of Discord was
what's
supposed
that?
To do, but
is
they fucked everybody on that one.
Yeah, well, no one plays
okay.
the Gates of Discord. I mean, some people go and do the...
They raid.
What?
They'll raid Gates of Discord, but they don't go in as a group, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, the zones
I've noticed a lot of people, though, lately starting to want to go do them.
Well, because they drop...
Yeah, they do drop
decent
stuff.
Logs and whatever... But the problem is, it's to complete one of these trials or expeditions,
it's like 6 hours.
It's like a 5 or 6 hour friggin' nightmare. So what you do is you just keep going. And the worst part about it is, it's not like LDON where
you can take a break.
Well, no, you kill, and then you move on, and everything like in real life, nothing just repops behind you. Back in the expeditions, now the shit repops behind you. You keep fighting in the direction of the final. But sooner or later...
Van's going to fix the mic no matter what.
Sooner or later, you know, if you have to call it quits, you can't just run out.
No difference, right?
Ed Leiter.
You know what I mean? You can't run out. You're screwed.
He brought out the power.
Here's something that's curious. Tasso is attempting to fix the mic.
He's a man on a mission.
This rich radio show, you know, we only have 4 functioning mics, so, which usually works fine when we have 4 people, but when you have a guest, it makes it a little difficult.
Who makes
PowerPoint? Wait. If you want to get a right picture, go get a ball peen hammer.
What?
He's getting
the
a ball
hell
peen hammer.
Is wrong with, is it, it's just a screw, right?
Yeah, but it's a tiny little piece of shit screw.
Piece of shit screw. I've got a piece of shit screw.
That is annoying me to no end.
There you go. And it is Thursday.
This will work better.
Oh, you moved. I was going for an ass shot and got a penis shot.
Thank you.
Okay, on that note. No, we are not all sitting around naked.
I'm out of the bucket.
Did we forget to tell you we do the show naked?
No, we don't.
That was like Massasar said the other day. If somebody says, let's get naked together, does that actually mean they want to have sex?
Dude, he scares me.
He's
not
cool.
Necessarily.
And it's a she.
It is a she. Oh, okay.
Or he won't tell the truth.
Won't tell? Because he's
spinning in the... Nope.
He's like asking me if I want a spoon.
If you want a spoon?
I want a spoon. How about now? I mean, if he's female, I'll flirt with him. I'll cursed hetero, man.
Why don't you let Ed play around with it? You stop getting pissed off. You're breaking things now.
He's turning green.
Oh, smash! All right, fuck it.
All right.
Ooh.
He's ripping his shirt off.
Tommy can sit close.
It's a dead mic.
It's $60. We'll replace it.
We can share a mic.
Yes.
Yes.
No licking it, though.
Yes. No licking of the mic.
You know, that's another gripe I have about EverQuest 2 that's coming out.
Oh!
EverQuest 2. Check this out. Hold on. Hold on. Listen to this.
Hold on.
He's going to go to it.
We got a phone call?
No. EverQuest 2 has...
Don't talk about it, Tom. I'm going to show him.
No, I was going to say has sent out a new little secret that it has.
It's not a secret. It's a feature.
EverQuest 2, they're still thinking about that?
Yeah, they're still going to do EverQuest 2.
It's coming out in the summer.
They hope. It was supposed to come out like 2 summers ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but check this shit out.
Hello?
Hello. I like big butts and I can't deny some other motherfucker. Hello?
So anyway... Yeah, no. So it wasn't bad, you know. This open raid run by guys in an LD. you know, we went in there Thursday night. We did the trials. HOH trials. You did the POJ trials. No, they actually did a bunch of people went and did the POJ trials last night.
Ah, oh, fuck.
12 people got through.
None of us were on last night.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go help them, but they were doing... this is when I was doing the...
okay,
the
ready?
Miss Moore.
Guys, watch
now,
this.
Now, can they hear this?
Yeah.
They can hear it, but it doesn't matter what they... You know, it's what you hear.
Well, then it sucks.
Listen.
EverQuest trailer. Last, the king has found a voice. That's what it says.
Found its voice.
Now, those are nice graphics.
Experience a living, breathing world. Alive with conversation and
citizen,
dialogue.
It is against the law to address me unannounced. Is that so?
Those have experienced a legend, but never like this.
I really don't know what to believe.
Maybe you can help me.
Listen here and listen well. If you want a real life, one with freedom, one with power, and, of course, one with riches...
Behold the future of online gaming!
Audience is highly valued here in Freeport. A city that stands as a shining beacon.
So
you must want something from me.
You want to try being a scum?
Great. I knew you had it in you.
Talk about my penis. That's it. So, basically what they came out with was
voice dialogue.
Everything in EverQuest 2 will have
dialogue.
In other words, something like, you know, I think they said something like 150,000 lines of dialogue already. You know, that's insane. It's an insane amount of dialogue.
Yeah, but as you noticed, like I said, even the monsters have a human voice.
Well, yeah.
Except for that one, I'm hate incarnate or whatever.
Yeah.
But like even the bee creature.
It's common tongue.
Yeah, but
it's common tongue, but still, I mean, like the bee, like there was a bee creature that we were talking about, you know, it'd be like,
yeah.
You know,
no.
Give it time. You know, have a purr or something like that. But
no.
You know how much room that'd be taking up on your computer?
No, it's already taking up a lot. It's already taking up a lot of room. They're saying 2 DVDs for that. Which makes it's probably going to be 10 gigs on your hard drive, fresh install.
I got 10 gigs.
Yeah, but then, you know. Of course, the first time they have to change the quest dialogue, the patch is going to be like, you know, 400 megs. Be like, oh, shit, we need to nerf this quest. That means we need to change what he says. All right, rehire that voice actor.
Oh, God.
Actually, no, it's a great idea. I mean,
as long as it works.
Yeah, but, you know, we're talking Sony Skype.
And it's
right
back
here.
To how much can, you know, they're going to peg out numerous people that won't be able to play because of
their computer's so limited.
The computer, or the computer or their internet connection just can't.
That's already starting. With the new patch.
It's starting now. You're right. It's starting now.
A lot of people are like, oh, but I have 128.
The lag has gotten so bad
in POK.
Well, that's because you're not running the best video card out there.
I don't have
that. Mine is flawless, okay? But, you know, what kind of card do you have?
I have the 5200 128.
What?
5200 128.
Oh, right. You got a 5200, right? Which is bare minimum to run. You know, now that's what you need to run. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have a car that's a couple of years old. It's time to upgrade.
Mine's less than a year old.
But I'm saying,
what's your card?
But this is just for EverQuest graphics.
Yeah.
This is just for EverQuest graphics. Once you look at EverQuest 2 graphics, you're gonna need a fucking supercomputer.
Right.
You really do need like a 3.4 gigahertz.
Something
you
turn on goes,
you know.
Hello, Dave.
Well, yeah. Something that also helps is the fact that I upgraded my CPU and I have 1,000 megabytes of RAM now.
Right. But
which will help. But what I'm saying
is my RAM's DDR.
The poor guy in Pennsylvania who's on fucking 56K modem.
You're going to have to travel in the future, get the computer of the Enterprise.
Yeah, it's fucked. He has no prayer of ever fucking playing this game.
Warning.
EverQuest 2.
EverQuest 2,
right, which
they can barely play EverQuest 1 now.
But now, I mean, even like on my computer here, when I play like World of Warcraft, because, I mean, when my friend plays World of Warcraft.
Whatever.
But, you know, when I look over his shoulder, anyways,
I was massaging it.
It sits there, and it's a solid 60 frames per second.
You whack off the WoW?
Actually, you know what? We checked out the dance emotes.
Here we go. Wait a minute. How do you whack off to WoW, and then you say, hey, yeah, actually, you know what?
No! Dude, Wait.
Dude. Come on.
I live a lonely life, okay? My dog's scared of me, okay?
Yeah. Have you heard? Brittany no longer likes Tom. She keeps going to Dave's room. I wonder what Dave's doing to Brittany.
Head, you know, after she's done with me, she's not satisfied enough. She goes to Dave.
She's like, that thing's too small to satisfy me. Yeah, let me go hook up with Dave.
Right. But anyway, yeah.
That man is so dead.
It is what it is. Well, no, we looked at you got to make it to a point, you know. I'm sorry. These games need to be an upgrade or two behind the latest technology.
Or they need to say what the norm is. Because remember, again, when they switched over to DirectX 9 in for EverQuest, they said, oh, it only affects like 1% of our entire user base. It seems
they
to be a lot more than 1% because
a lot more than 1%.
A lot of people are complaining
the page,
that the game is a lot laggier now.
If you went to the page, it gave you three video cards you should have. Actually, mine isn't even on the list. It's saying you need a 5600 to be the lowest video card.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're on
basic
the
requirements.
I'm on the low end, but I have like no lag.
Okay,
the 5600.
I'll be running it and just come to a complete stop.
The
sit there for 10 seconds.
But I'm saying the 5600 only came out like 6 months ago. So what are they saying? If you don't have a video card that's, you know, if it's not 6 months, you should be playing EverQuest?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't be at the...
I get slowdown. Do you get the slow motion, Bionic Man looking slowdown?
Yes.
When you play it? Yes. What the hell? You know, all of a sudden you're going down a hole and you're going full speed.
Oh, you're talking about a hole. The graphics, the walls get all funky?
No. Like on my laptop, okay. When Fall's running around.
You
can
almost hear the...
All of a sudden, you'll turn a corner and it'll just be... You'll have no lag. And you look at, you know, the lag meter or whatever and... You know,
just
frame per second
really
doesn't
slow.
Frame per second doesn't drop down, but all of a sudden you're just going like Bionic Man.
Frame per second, if something becomes like a frame.
No, but
every
it's smooth
seconds.
Though. It's slow motion, but smooth.
You know what I think?
That's never happened. No, I come to a complete stop.
Yeah.
Think you need to go to Bob's house, go on his computer, and turn off all the needless bullshit.
Yeah, well, I could do that.
Because I think Bob may have a lot of... Well, remember I told you I turned off all the needless bullshit and the game cleared up a lot for me?
Oh, it's
simple.
Probably will. But I'm saying with a 5200, you should be able to run everything. You know, I mean, with my card, I have a 9800 Pro.
Yeah, all I'm
it's
saying
a damn
is
good
that
card
you
with a 3000 plus,
right,
you know, Athlon.
The game actually, right now, EverQuest 1, to require to run it with all the models and everything else up, they suggest you have 512.
Yeah, my ass. More
no,
like
they say 128.
Oh, on the grab? Oh,
memory.
Memory.
No, memory. No, 128. Most games don't even use any extra memory over 128.
Yeah, because you told me I didn't have to get that 256.
It wouldn't have helped you.
If your keyboard is firmly attached to your monitor...
No, but
you shouldn't be playing EverQuest.
No, but the whole thing is they say 512 recommended, okay? Actually, no, it's more. It's minimum with all models on. You need 512 of regular RAM. But what the game really wants is a gig to a gig and a half of RAM.
That's EverQuest 1.
EverQuest 2 is going to be even worse. Because now,
and they've been adding to EverQuest 2. To EverQuest 1, they have been slowly upgrading the engine.
We're beta testing.
So we're basically
EverQuest
beta testing EverQuest 2. So that's why all the people that have the slower computers now are all going, what the fuck?
With my
and
one,
it's only going to get worse when they add all this dialogue and everything else to a point that EverQuest 2, only 10% will even be able to play it.
The way Sony is treating EverQuest 2, first of all, we're all whores that'll take shit and keep coming back, give me more.
Because they're still... the best out there.
I don't remember.
Until they're not the best out there.
But it's coming really soon.
Well, if WoW kicks their ass, then you'll see a change with Sony.
Nothing for nothing. I have all my graphics except for the horse turned on.
Right.
I have everything on that other screen turned on except for the one that says you click this and you'll have slower frames per rate.
Right.
In game, I have only my spells turned on.
Right.
But everything is set, like, far as clip plane set maxed out. I have, like, almost no lag.
But again, you have a decent computer. You just upgraded your computer.
Right. I probably just have my lack of computer
what
knowledge.
What CPU do you have?
Probably trouble.
Oh, he's got.
If you go to CompUSA and ask what's wrong with floppy,
I'm in Pentium level somewhere too. I think.
So yeah.
Pentium
maybe
2?
A 3.
If I buy an E machine, $500.
It's not going to run EverQuest very well.
It won't ever quest. It won't run EverQuest at all.
Well, it will. But you'd have to turn everything off, and it'll
right.
be
right.
You'd
have nothing else but EverQuest.
Cool. Listen to this.
And
Jared,
we're Raiders.
Was listening to music in game.
Yeah.
And he says that the walls in Puck were moving with the beat of the music.
Well, that's a bug. Actually,
that's mescaline.
You want to know something?
That's mescaline.
You want to know something?
That's a pill.
Really cool in WoW, actually. On the hacked server that my friend was playing on, a tree ant came by.
Yeah.
And the whole screen shakes. Yeah. And your screen's shaking. I'm like, what the fuck's going on with my graphics? Meanwhile, this huge tree ant comes lumbering by. And with his footsteps, your view was shaking.
I don't want that.
No, it wasn't shaking to the point where you couldn't read the screen.
Well, yeah,
but it was.
Yeah, it's great. People start having epileptic seizures in front of the computer.
Well,
you go into the middle of the forest with tree ants, and then your computer.
No,
I
don't want my screen to shake. Period.
Your tongue be hanging out of your mouth.
Details like that. I mean, the whole thing was, you know, he was coming. You know,
yeah.
It was like, holy shit!
Hey, if you had a glass of water, would it actually shake like in Jurassic
my
Park?
My subwoofer was going off like crazy. So,
well, but now picture you going to, you know, okay, go into Kale.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Your screen's just never going to stop shaking? Is big giants walking around?
Joe, fuck that.
You know probably
I mean?
When they come in for the...
No, but I'm
probably when they come in
at
like 35, 40
it,
feet of you.
It's
probably...
Right,
you're in Kale.
The screen probably...
Yeah, I guess.
The screen yeah. probably...
The door.
The screen probably shakes...
David.
A 16th of an inch. It's not... You know, it's enough to notice it. That's it.
And if you're noticing it...
That's
can
too
cause
much.
A problem.
No.
It can make people act. No, that can give people motion sickness. Trust me, that'll fuck people up.
But I'm saying it's not the whole game. It's not like there's tree ants everywhere. There's not one following you around.
But somebody with severe epilepsy.
You go yeah.
somewhere.
Well, if you have severe epilepsy, you shouldn't be playing fucking video games.
True.
But what happens if you go somewhere?
Yeah.
That has a large quantity of
tree ants.
Well, tree ants.
Right.
Giants.
Don't go
region.
There.
Then why the fuck am I playing the game?
Then why are you playing the game? That could actually... The screen constantly shaking like that can give people... And not just epileptic.
Dude, it's not shaking.
Give you
that
an epileptic
much.
Seizure.
Dude, I'm saying, if it was shaking, it's probably shaking like that.
But that's...
You can't even see that.
Shit, it pisses me off
when
someone turns their hair dryer on and my screen
fades.
You notice
the edge is moving. And you're like, what the fuck's going on?
If you notice it, it can actually... And I'm not even saying, don't even go to the far extreme.
Look at this guy.
It just made people sick.
So why don't you go play a text-based game then?
Look, I'm just...
Go back to DOS. Go back to DOS already.
We're back to saying...
Zork.
But all I'm saying is... It is something that can happen. Okay, so great. So now we're only down to 10% of the computers that can play, and 1% of those people can't handle a shaking screen. So it leaves you with nobody left to play the game.
No,
but you
World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft runs actually flawlessly on my laptop.
Does it say Commodore 64 on the side of your computer?
You forget Castle's the guy who went out and bought the controls just so he could get the vibration.
If you're happy with the green color...
It's true, don't laugh.
That's funny.
No, I used to like vibration like Mario Brothers.
Yes. No, but the immersion factor helps, you know. A lot of people saying, "Oh, they should have text dialogue." But then, you know, a lot of people bring up what they're doing with EverQuest 2. They're saying World of Warcraft should have the same thing. And I'm like, "Well, you know what? Any game I've ever played that has a, you know, come to, and he starts typing out what the guy's saying. You just kind of hit enter, so the whole thing fills in, so you can read it really quick and skip to the next one. You don't really, you know, the voices might, you know, be okay.
They're cool the first time, they're annoying the second time.
After the third or fourth time, you're just going to want to hit enter to see the whole quest dialogue and keep going.
Right, you're not going to want to hear. Or you're going to have the quest dialogue already, like most people, printed up from... some website that you went on
and
got the whole quest.
That's another... No,
printed in front of you. All you want to do is walk up to the guy and just hand him the shit and get out of there.
You don't need to do that with World of Warcraft because you have a quest log that has exactly detailed out exactly what you need to do, what your progress is on the quest so far.
So you don't have to say any nifty lines back?
What I'm saying, either way, you have it in front of you, whatever you need to refer to it.
Exactly.
You don't want to sit there and listen to this guy babbling some fucking arcane language, you know, with thousand these and whatever.
You would, though, if there was a way you could turn around and be like, yo, if you bend it over, I will give you this.
Okay, World of Warcraft.
You got two porn versions. Two porn. They don't have like a supercomputer that can actually figure out what your name is, and he actually talks to you back. Goes, oh, hello, Cleveland Steamer.
No, but how many times have you done that where you play a game and it says, enter your name?
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Hi, fuck me.
No, fuck you. And then the game ends. Isn't that you don't know Jack?
No, you don't know Jack. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that with Final Fantasy III.
Yeah.
Hello, my rectum hurts.
Hello, my rectum hurts.
Hello, colon swollen.
But, that's awesome.
We got a new listener, Morax. Well,
fuck me, you must come now.
You know how many people still think...
And you laugh, like 20 minutes of that shit.
What? Come on, my name on the game for the guys that are sitting here is Blobbert. Spelled B-L-O-B-E-R-T. My real name's Robert, so it was just kind of like these guys used to call me Blob, so, you know, it's right. Kind of...
Blob
is why I made it up. People actually think it's pronounced Blobert.
Let's blow Bert.
Ernie's pissed.
So people get very upset when they see my name. They're thinking, you know, they're like, what the fuck is wrong with that name?
Would be okay if I made mine Blow Ernie?
Blow Ernie.
Blow Ernie.
And we can hang out together. No.
For
people, you know, and so, you know, you were just talking about funny names. And I just think, you know, people look at me and they're like, Blow Bert?
Didn't you share that?
Oh, we're gonna hold the mic together.
We're gonna get cold. Hey,
wait a minute. Tom, take the mic and go the other way.
Well, hand it to David Lee.
No. Oh, not just David. David Lee.
No, Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee.
Unhook it from the exercise doohickey.
Me young.
Wang hung low.
IP Dilly.
Just touch it.
Me so horny.
Cream of some young guy.
Okay.
What?
No sex with you. You too, buku.
You buku.
You too, buku.
I'm never going to remember your name.
Sobra. It's who, buku?
It's Blobert.
Yeah.
That's all right. We catch ourselves calling people by their in-game names all the fucking time.
Wrong. Yeah. And then they call us up and be like, you guys don't know how to talk.
My wife one day, I was talking to Van, which, you know, Tasso.
And we're talking about somebody we know.
I was talking about a friend of ours, Brian, and his name in the game is Jondalar.
Jondalar.
So I said, and then you had to see what Jondalar did next. And my wife looks at me, she goes, his name is Brian. Why are you using the in-name games? I'm like, wow.
1-2.
Like, I didn't even realize I was doing it, but yeah, I'm actually
Big Mac,
using
five.
His real name, and I'm, you know, using his name.
Big Mac, watch five.
Ooh, that's bad. Yeah. I'm like, that's bad.
I think we're all out.
Wow,
there.
That's really
Wapa
sad.
Junior.
Yeah.
Blood plug.
Well, yeah. I'll know who he's talking about.
Blobert.
That was Blobert.
Kill Bill Blobert.
Well, we have 6 people?
8.
Ooh.
Hey, we got more people in our room and in
Hi,
that room.
Hi, Dolphin. Welcome back to the game, dear.
Big guild hugs.
You two share that mic so you can talk.
Oh, well, here you. You got one right behind you, yes. Fucking
testing 1-2-1.
Testies.
Testies. Blobert. Blobert.
Blobert.
That's a good frog rock name.
Blobert.
What are you doing?
No, Van Halen. Oh, no.
No, nothing.
You know what's funny, though?
Cock.
Caught on to that.
What?
You would think us perverts here would have caught on to Blobert.
No.
And we got Tasso on my salad.
Yeah, it's bad enough.
No. Okay, there's a whole...
Is this mic
there's
on?
A whole... Yeah, it is.
Is this mic on?
There's a whole history.
Hello?
Is this mic on?
There's a whole history behind my name in the game.
Yes.
When I first started playing...
His original name was That Hurt.
That Hurt, because that's what... You know, like when I play Unreal Tournament or, you know, Counter-Strike, whatever. That Hurt. That's been my Counter-Strike name, Quake 1 name, you know, because actually... And it came from the fact that... All I could really do is kill myself, you know, because the games you know, I was trying to run on a 46 DX2 with no RAM, and, you know, the only thing I could really do is point out the floor and, you know, blow myself up. So
yeah.
That hurt. So that's where that hurt came from. Well, a GM came by one day and made me change my name because it didn't follow the naming convention. It was two words put together as a name. So I'm like, okay. Well, in D&D, I always called my characters Tasso. I had Tasso the first, Tasso the second, Tasso the 14.
12, yeah. 14.
From yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, anybody who died would always bequeath my items to
the next Tasso.
Until Tom made you burn the one. Yeah, exactly. Well, because anyway. Unrecoverable body. Anyways, so I made a Tasso. And then level 20 in EverQuest, you can choose your last name. So we're sitting around, me and Tom are looking at the screen going, what the fuck do I want as my last name? Tasso.
I yell out, my salad?
I'm like, no fucking way. I'm like, hold on, how can we do this so I don't get busted? M-I salad.
And that's awesome.
Nobody gets it. Everybody thinks it's miscellane.
Well, what's Vitor's last name?
Miss Salad.
My ass.
It's Miss Salad.
A-A-S.
Yeah, nobody gets it. And here's Big and Ugly.
And dumb.
Over there to the left. Over there. No, the cigarettes.
Oh.
Should be like a pack of lights somewhere over there.
Actually, I think of all the people.
Everybody say hi, Big and Ugly.
Hi, Big and Ugly.
Hey, Big and Ugly.
There we go. Speaking of insipid names, Big and Ugly and Dumb.
Oh. Okay. Actually, you know, out of all of us, I thought Brian would have made like a real
Jondalar.
Well,
Jondalar. What
Jondalar was? Jondalar. He actually made that one up in Dungeons and Dragons.
Again.
He actually had a barbarian named Jondalar.
Yeah, but you would have thought, knowing Brian, he's the dirtiest, nastiest name out there.
What's his last name?
How do you like the name?
Kurion.
No.
not his last name in real life.
And his phone number is Erica 617.
No. I don't think he has a surname.
Yes, he does.
No, yeah, he does.
He does?
It's Funky.
I still like my...
Jean de la Funky?
I still like my druid.
It's just a really odd name.
He's not online.
I like my druid's last name. FK.
And
that's been done.
Yeah. What is
I know,
it?
It's been done. Law and Mana for
what
Fall.
Is it? I've seen LD.
AFK.
Fall.
Yeah, away from keyboard.
LOM.
So whenever your entire soul looks at it, they think he's away from keyboard.
Yep, AFK.
That's his last name.
Wow.
That was really fun, though. I saw for now.
AFK.
AFK. And so his name was, because another druid I killed is for now. You know, AFK. It's his last name.
But that's the thing.
And then he made himself AFK, so he was for now AFK, AFK. And I was like,
but the GMs are not filtering the names anymore because
there are no GMs.
I know. Loving you, stabbing you,
poke you in the butt.
Donkey punch. Donkey punch.
Yeah,
there was a donkey.
I saw
somebody called
a butt
or something. No, I have. As long as
stab
you don't
you
have
in
like
the pooper.
As long as you don't have shit, fuck, or whatever, because the computer spits those out.
Right.
You can't even
so
get
I'll
past
start
the computer.
A tune. We'll call it butt.
The name checker on the
and then
on
I'll
the
get
right.
it 20th
right.
level
right.
and
but
make
once
it
you get past
name
that,
sex.
Yeah.
Who's been 14? I've been 14. I zit my drawers.
I zit.
Well, I tell you, a lot of people are making fun things up, especially for bizarre mules.
You suck my dick.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
For their bizarre mules, they just make fucking stupid.
Oh, malicious.
Oh, by the way, Tom, they found
no trades.
They found out that Ajit is actually
no
part
trades
of the Al Qaeda network.
Ajit,
yeah, he is.
Ajit,
yeah.
Ajit or
Ajit?
No,
Ajit.
Anyway,
Ajit my drawers.
Okay, well, actually, let's make this. This is Dark Horizons' insipid name portion of their updates, and it's always
truly scrumptious.
No. There's truly scrumptious SLR. That's definitely a slutty lesbian role player there. level 1 Shadow Knight. What name me filter? Okay.
What
see.
Name me filter?
Yeah. There's a 56th level.
I'd be
Booger Toes.
Booger Toes. I like
Power
Toes.
Booger Toes.
Then there's a 9th level Beast Lord that's called Nana Hunter.
Nana Hooter?
Nana Hunt. Nana Hooter.
Nana Hooter.
Nana Hooter.
Oh, that's from, oh, God, Joe Cartoon.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm happy, Boozer.
32 Magician. Hook up fat. I don't get it.
What?
Hook up fat.
Hook up fat what?
I don't know. Number 42, level 42 Rogue, show me the money.
Show me the money.
That's actually his first name.
Show me the money.
The whole first name.
Number 34, a magician. Let's see, what's his name? Wheelchair. Last name has to be Weed.
Wheelchair is always as good as that hurts.
Here's some really good insipid names. Guy's first name is Backroom. Last name is Proctologist.
Proctologist.
First name, Chance. C-H-A-N-S-I-S. Chances Immediate. I-M-I-T.
Chances?
I'm to die.
What?
Chances Immediate.
Chances I'm to die.
Chances I'm to die? Okay, that's really bad. There's somebody. Dingling Berries.
Yay!
My old buddies.
Here's Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Bitsy Blonda.
Blonda. I've seen her. Yeah.
Ears and feet.
And Crate Amplifier.
Crate Amplifier! I have one!
get a yours here.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta
be damn sexy.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Wait, no, how
Miller Chugger, Drink and Be merry.
Merry.
Oh, God. Mozart Concerto.
Mozart's Concerto.
O-O-O-O-M-M Medtime.
Out of Medtime.
What's with the dwarf maniples? That's the caption on that one. Osiris Unspellable Name. Two reasons he doesn't get groups. there's a guy, you know, there's a ranger looking for a group. What's his O-S-I-R-I-S-S-S-I... Fuck it.
Right.
Let's get Tasso.
Grilled the chicken.
Here's another one.
Fade out of sight.
Phases out of sight. Think you typoed on Chud's cock. I love this page, man. Rummin noodles.
Rummin noodles.
Grill the chicken. You gotta be kidding me.
Growls at you.
Well, you obviously can tell the GMs aren't paying attention to names.
Healing the peeps.
This feels like
Reno 911. It's a vanity plate. Healing. Hold on. What?
I hate trying to figure out vanity.
Costume. Uh oh.
Own mama.
Costume's own mama.
Wasn't Costume our guilt?
Costume is in our guilt.
Yeah, he made the page.
Uh oh.
Two people made it. Hi, Cost. Cruising with me puppy.
Not good.
Lovely bubble butt.
troll.
Rotting, oh more loot for me.
Rotting's oh more loot for me.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, more loot for me.
All right. Run fast to get some.
Okay.
Shaded polygon.
Yay.
Ooh, now there's a fucking nerd.
Spank dog will bite.
You know, I have that tendency to spank.
This
is
all money bite.
You know what? We need to make this like a DH Insipid Name Corner. Mm. Yeah, you know, there's some good ones. Summer all kind of junk. Summoner of all kind of junk. Right. Sweet soloist. Use what? Use my private.
Sweet sensual.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a toss. Pasty white, stay home.
I've seen him in game.
Well, there he is. Top all table dancer?
You haven't seen him?
No. Top table dancer.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay by the hour?
Where tiger don't... That... Don't hate me. Oh.
Where tiger don't hate me.
All right, okay. I get that. Wiener schnitzel hot dogs.
Yummy, hey, my favorite.
Wiggly jiggly.
My second favorite.
Whisper.
Watch them wiggle. See them jiggle.
Whisper in the wind.
Okay. That's a Zeppelin song.
A little gay, but okay.
Neba.
Hey, Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar. Whatever.
Neba, is that?
Ours.
Oh. Well, that's not actually a bad name.
IB Resin.
Oh, no, that's the cleric one, right?
The cleric one is the one that's
Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Rezzer. I.B. Rezzer the never.
Never.
Smash your face. Last name, smash your face. Looking for a group. Giving paladins everywhere a bad name. Awesome bad names. Actually, we should do that.
Didn't we find one?
So there you go.
Yes,
the GMs are no fucking way checking names. Actually, they gave up a long time ago. They used to make sure that your name was in a role-playing sense.
Oh, it come on. I got some alts. Voodoo Mon Rasta, gentlemen.
I am the Shadow Mancer.
Well, I have my
Captain Stabbed Him.
Captain
my
Stabbed Him.
My enchanter is a man of man.
A man of man?
Yeah. A-M-A-N. A-M-A-N.
Yeah, stop.
It's one name, but it's a man of man.
Right. A man of man.
He's a chanter. Man.
Right.
He's a man of man.
I got a redheaded gnome named Leprechaun.
Much mana.
Yeah, I have much mana. Right. I have a man of man.
Morax says he's seen a beast lord named Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter.
Right, I've seen that.
Gadling had a tomb named Power Girl, the Wonder Woman.
I'll make it for rent. A man of man for rent.
Said he had a name. Who was a Zum's halfling was named Stab'em.
What do you think? I'll make a man of man's last name for rent.
A man of man for rent?
A man of man for rent.
Nice.
And Captain Stab'em was another one.
Hey, my enchanter's level 20.
Captain Stab'em.
Is it?
That's where he's going to be for the rest of his life.
Then I've seen a couple of ogres. Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Gorilla. Animal.
If they make themselves animal all purple, that'll be cool. McGilla Gorilla.
Animal's name fits
Go McGilla.
Animal's names definitely fits.
Oh, can we pick on
Nasosaur?
My Asasaur?
Well, you don't understand. Animal is not... I mean, yeah, Animal's fine, but it wasn't his first character.
No.
He has Bishop Gak,
right,
which is a cleric. He has Druid Gak,
right,
which is obviously a druid.
Ooh,
he has Animal Gak, which is...
Anyone.
A warrior. You know, a troll or whatever the fuck it is, warrior.
You can split
so
that
he, everything ends Gak, though. I don't know what GAK stands for, but that's what every all his name.
Gak.
Yeah, Gak.
He's
shit.
Because it's your
profiler.
So basically, yes, the naming convention in EverQuest has gone to hell in the handbasket. Well, just because they don't care.
It's fun though sometimes when you're
Yeah, but you know something, but
no,
you know
I
something,
really
there's nothing necessarily wrong with doing that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, in my opinion, no. Someone who wants to make their name 25 friggin' letters long,
something stupid.
Go right ahead, but guess what?
You're not
you tell.
Yeah, but that's always the fucking guy on our raids that you gotta send. It's like, all right, we're only gonna do this once. Send me, you know, last call for whatever piece of loot. And it's like, holy shit, how the fuck do you spell his name?
Right, and you keep, like, scrolling back just to get his name right because,
It's like, son of a bitch!
Spell his name, right?
Can somebody with four letters in their name please do loot from now on?
Don't you remember when
can Boris please do loot? B-O-R-S. I can handle this.
When we first started
they do
this
it quick.
Game.
First call, second call, third call, close. And you're like, I'm still trying
to type
get
your
past
name.
B.
When we first started the show, I used to catch all the cool names like Whizbone Dressing.
Right.
I think the next time I make up a character, I'm just going to hit the hand on the table. My name is...
I still love... There was a girl, I think her name was like... Some girl. And I was playing in a group with her, and all of a sudden she disappears. Literally, we're standing there, and she's gone.
Poof.
And I'm like, where'd she go? She goes back. Hi, who are you? I'm some girl. And her name was like fucking Lars or something. I was like, what the fuck? GM just told me my name sucks. I had to change it. I'm like, wow. Because the
worst part about it is... I used to be a name Nazi. When I was GMing on the Wraith, I was a name Nazi.
Yeah, but the worst
I'd walk
part
around
about it
and just look
name?
At people's names and be like, this guy needs to change it. Bump, bump, bump. I have like 10, 15 petitions up there. People run for me on that server.
But the problem was...
What's wrong with my name?
Kiss my ass.
So wait, now this girl was logged in and she got...
She got switched out of the game. GM just grabbed her and made her change her name.
On the fly in the game.
On the fly in the game.
Yep.
Yeah, GMs have that power.
Oh, Steve did that. Big and Ugly. We were playing on the test server. And he was like Stinky Feet or something like that.
Something smells bad.
He goes into the bazaar and auctions want to sell, foot deodorizer or something like that. Just making a joke.
Right.
And he goes, Link Dead. He comes back. It still says Stinky Feet. He goes back in and goes, and I'm like, no. Scroll back a little bit. He rolls his mouse back and scrolls back. His name's something else. The GM was sitting on the test server in the bazaar.
Right.
Saw him and said, nope. Just picked him out of the game and changed his name.
No Stinky Feet here.
Yeah.
Please. This is a
no,
clean
they,
facility.
His name is now...
Stinky Feet,
but
would actually be a good surname.
But the problem with that
if you were like a halfling.
Okay.
You could be Stinky Feet.
Right. But the problem is that people become so...
Hobbit Foot.
You
What's your first name? Dr. Schultz?
you know, everyone's reputation is based on their name.
That's right. That's why they don't change people's names once they reach a certain level.
Yeah, because
it takes
you know,
an.
Once you don't catch it to 20th.
Well, no.
Up
like
to
60.
Up to I think 60. If you make it to 60 with your really crappy name and the GM doesn't see you, nobody petitions your name, you will have that name forever. They will not change somebody's.
I want to fuck you. There's 50 people on the game that I would call my friends that wouldn't know who the hell I was.
Yeah, exactly.
You
and that's why they don't do it.
Yeah, but if your name was Stinky Feet, that would stick out in their minds.
Yeah, but if all of a sudden. Yeah, but then.
I would want Stinky Feet. Is that available?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is if they change the name, though. If you've made all your friends.
Oh, you made all your friends.
And also they change your name.
You're Stinky Feet.
Yeah.
What happened to Stinky Feet?
You start sending tells all those people, no, really, I am Stinky Feet. They changed my name.
Yeah.
You know, you have
try to
like,
explain that one.
All these people that you've met in game, you have to try to remember who they are and send them all tells, letting them know. What a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is.
You know how you said your name is your reputation?
Yeah.
There was this janitor I was playing with in game. Dick. Like, he would be like, yo, woman, come over here and kick my ass. Kiss my ass. I am the god of the game. Buff me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, fuck you.
Hold on, we got to be in group. Dispel magic 3 or 4 times and then leave.
Then, next thing I hear is, you know, so-and-so changed their name, paid the $50. I'm like, oh, so he wants to change his reputation. He's like, yeah, but people caught on too quick.
Well, because you can go on the website and find everyone who's requested a name change.
And there's some people that are anal enough to do that every day.
I think it's...
So people who change their name, we have it on with the recruitment council. People will apply to the game, and someone will go and check. Like, wait a minute, that name sounds familiar because they've checked the name changing website.
Yep.
They go back and check it and go, oh well, actually his name was this, and then everyone goes, holy shit, no fucking way, and that's what happens. So
wait, didn't we have somebody that retired and actually sold his tune, and the other person was like borrowing plaid from other guildies?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, we had that where he eBayed his character.
Didn't tell anybody.
Well, no, he did leave a goodbye note, but didn't bother to tell anyone he was eBaying it and never de-gilded himself.
So all of a sudden
when
he came back on,
everyone thought it was him.
Yeah.
So and then he started borrowing plat from some of the guildies who've known him for years.
Right.
And then he changed his name and disappeared.
Oh, no, we still know where he is.
Right.
Well, we do not let him join another guild.
Oh, no. I shouldn't say that. He's still in the game, right? He never changed his name. He's still in game.
And we still fuck with him.
And supposedly now it's
another
third person.
Right.
Is what he's trying to say.
And that's the question.
Can you hunt him down? Can you find him?
Yeah.
Well, not in real life. I mean,
where does he live?
Like,
does anybody know this guy's screen name and where he lives?
Yeah, right. But,
And then what would you do if you find out he's in Alaska? You know, oh well.
Send him some
I am not going to Anchorage to kick your ass, so fuck it.
Just send him a letter in the mail with, like, a picture of, like...
Actually, I'd like to go to Anchorage for the solstice celebration, because it's, like, all day.
You're watching Insomniac.
Yeah,
call,
isn't that like great?
You know, it feels kind of weird drinking beer when it's daylight outside.
But you see, it's like he's in a bar at like 3:55 a.m. and it's like totally almost noon.
Yeah, I know. It's like the most it gets is dusk.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, you know,
back to sunshine.
My dad, when he was stationed in Iceland, used to go through that. He said the mood on the base during the daytime
was great.
He said, but when you go through those, like, it was like 2 months of just nothing but darkness.
Yeah.
Other than,
everybody
you know,
wants
a little,
to
like sunrise, and then it would be immediately sunset, you know. The mood would be horrible by the time it was over.
Everybody, that's why, you know, people kill themselves.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
It's depressing.
It was just insane.
It's like, we lock you in a room with no lights for the rest
of
your life.
No, and they'd just be, everyone would just get, it's like.
It's always dark.
Why the suicide rate is higher in Seattle than anywhere else. Because it rains half the fucking year. It's always
Yeah,
mundane weather.
Yeah, but they always come out with some great goth music from there.
Well, another reason why
I'm so depressed.
I heard Morrissey's playing in concert soon.
Yeah,
probably the lowest level of fucking suicide is Hawaii. You know, I mean, shit. No one died. No one wants to kill themselves in Hawaii.
Nobody can afford to commit suicide in
Hawaii. Stoned in Hawaii.
The Morrissey concert is in Alaska during the
when you got
season.
Hawaiian grown in
it's
your backyard drinking cola blends.
Well, I mean, if you're there for a couple of days, it's cool. But when you start dealing with it for a long period of time, like what we just went through in the last, 5-6 days here, it's been cloudy and rainy.
Right.
You know?
Depressing.
It starts to eat at you.
I don't feel like going to work on one day.
You're happy, you know, overall, because it's just been shitty out every day.
I would love to date a hula dancer.
What?
Well, think about it.
Hula dance.
We were talking about Hawaii. I know.
Hula dance out of the rain.
No, but we were talking about Hawaii, right? And you got to think, hula dances, they know how to move their hips like at 55,000 miles an hour. Can you imagine having sex with that?
If I saw you in a hula skirt, I think I'd run the other way.
Actually, we have pictures. We have pictures.
Rip your dick off.
You know what? I'd be happy.
Yeah, Tom, I have to admit, I got to agree with you. If you had a hula dancer doing that kind of gyration on top of you, wow.
Even just a lap dance, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You just turn that native dance.
Wow, that would be.
You just see smoke coming out my lap. Yeah.
have some guy spot you. Make sure you pouring oil on it. You got that fucking.
It gets off my lap. It's like all brown and burnt.
Tom, you better make sure. Yeah, you
like the bottom of a grill.
Oil that you're sitting in your hand as she's going. Every once in a while, you go. Wait, I'm starting to feel friction. You just keep squirting down there like a fucking oil can.
That's what we gotta do. We gotta go to the tender trap and find out which girl's from Hawaii.
None of them.
Tom couldn't come. Didn't Tom tell us he couldn't come unless it was complete insertion?
Here we go.
Yeah, but Tom.
No, he never said that. He said he never said that.
Once again, tabloid woman over here.
I said he can't get himself going.
I can't get myself going. I need to have a woman with me.
But if a woman was just there hanging out,
oh fuck yeah,
that's a different story.
She's drowning.
You know,
we gotta buy him a real.
Then you wake up. then you wake up, and it's Fabio in a loincloth.
We gotta get him a real.
Fabio.
I actually had that happen to me the other day.
You woke up with Fabio?
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
Okay, where's that Van Halen song?
He was on my desktop on my computer.
Did he have that big scar across his nose when he was hit by the goose?
Okay, terrific. Oh, when he was hit by the fucking goose was the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Damn it!
No. He just touched it, actually. No,
I left my computer
on. Where's your girlfriend know you fantasize about Fabio?
No, he screwed up. The one thing you do not do at my work is leave your computer unlocked. Because if you leave your computer unlocked, we will fuck with you.
We will fuck with you.
We did it to Rob McCarthy.
I left to go to the bathroom, and there's goat porn.
Yeah, not bad. No, what we did was Rob at work left his computer unlocked, and he went home. So I took a screenshot of his desktop, and then took all his icons away. And you should. And he's sitting there clicking on a picture of an icon. The start bar was moved to the top and hidden.
Way out
so
of the way.
So you see the start bar at the bottom. So he's clicking on start. Nothing's happening. He's what the fuck? He reboots, logs back in. Still not fucking working.
This close to refund.
Awesome. That would get me 100% of the time, and I would never figure it out.
You format your computer.
He was ready to format his computer and start over.
I'd be on the phone with you.
Right, with either you were big and ugly going, there's something seriously fucked up with my computer.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what it is.
Another way to do it.
I can't move my cursor.
With him, he left his computer unlocked, and this is light. They changed his desktop to Fabio in a loincloth.
On rocks by the beach.
Yummy.
Yeah, baby.
Is there something we need to know? That had to be evil.
I can't believe it's not thought of.
Didn't you do something to your nephew? Didn't he leave his computer unlocked and you were in your nephew's room and you put like gay porn and unlocked his computer and he came with his girlfriend?
No, I didn't do that.
That's what. What? Then who did it?
No. Somebody did it.
Someone
that
did
happened
it.
To Phil.
Come on, confess up.
Oh no, that was Brian.
Brian,
that sorry. Was my nephew. Brian.
Brian did it to him. Okay. Yeah. And he came with his girlfriend, unlocks his computer, and there's gay porn. Man sucking another man's dick as desktop.
You mean his ex-girlfriend?
How do you explain that one to your girlfriend?
Yeah, for months.
Oh, sorry, honey.
You have about 10 seconds.
Good Boy magazine.
Remember the timeline?
Yeah, before she leaves.
Well, that was like
wait
the day
a minute.
I was sitting
what if she likes threesomes?
Yeah, right. Oh, so she brings another guy in. Yes. I knew one of you who did it.
See, that'd be cool. She walks like in and day, she's like, ooh.
That was like the day I was doing, you know, I was doing the emails, you know, and don't ask me, I still don't know what I did.
Yeah.
But one of those stupid pictures come up with, you know, guy fucking girl, whatever, you know.
Right. Girl with her whole hand inside of her pussy.
Well, whatever. It was just a basic fucking picture. I don't know how I managed to do this, but somehow
you made it to your desktop.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it ended up.
somewhere. Login screen.
Right, it ended up in the login screen as it's logging in.
you made it as your desktop.
And his nephew.
So, and my nephew, so I wanted to show him something on the computer. So my nephews are all around me.
And
they're all
flashes,
nine, ten.
Right?
Right. And then suddenly this thing just flashes on and I'm going like, ah!
And it goes away, right?
I immediately turned the screen off. Well, it was there for at least a second. I didn't give it a chance. I turned the screen off. I jumped and turned the screen off. And one of my nephews goes,
what was that?
And I'm like,
that happened at a 4th of July party.
Yeah.
Nice.
Was it the desktop?
No.
It was the desktop behind the desktop.
It was the desktop behind the desktop, I guess.
Right, if you have web enabled, right, if you have the web desktop enabled, you can have a second background that will flash on the screen for like 1 second, which, you know.
Which I don't know how I managed to pull that off, but that's what happened.
You probably right clicked on it to, and accidentally hit set as desktop.
Isn't that like very similar to Fight Club?
Right.
Where Fight Club, yeah, where they spliced that one frame of
a nice big cock.
Yes. And like for 1 second, nobody gets excited. You see kids start crying.
Girls looking at their boyfriend. I was
like, what the hell? No, that's why I but when it plopped on, I was just like, oh my God. And then immediately I had to turn the screen off because I had no idea how it got there,
you're
where
like,
it was. I just reached over and was like, what? Yeah. And the kid was like, because my one nephew went, whoa, what was that?
One nephew.
And I'm like,
how old's your nephew?
He was 10, like 10 or 11.
And,
I'm like,
and he's saying, well, at least he's not gay.
Well, no, but and he was like,
this one goes out to everybody who's not gay.
You know, and it was like, it looked, and it really disturbed him, you know, and he's like, what was that? And I'm like, I don't know.
Wait, I got an email once of an incident where someone called up a tech support.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, listen, I can't find my cursor. And the guy's like, okay, let's do this, blah, 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 you know. And no, it's still not working. Okay, well, what's on your screen right now? Well, it's black.
You didn't have it plugged in.
No, it was a blackout.
Oh. There's no power in the house right now.
Right. He goes, can you see behind your tower? He goes, no, there's no light. What do you mean there's no light? Well, it's a blackout right now. Oh. All right, well, just take your tower, your computer, and your keyboard and everything. Just put it all back in the box. It's that bad, huh? Yeah. And put it back in and write on the box, I am too stupid to use this computer.
Actually, you know, the whole urban myth, you know, thing that you hear. You know, I hire a lot of people that work for Optum Online. And,
okay.
And they said, no, they've gotten more than on one occasion people calling up going, how do I get this porn off of my desktop? Seriously. One of the guys said, the guy's like, no, you know, sorry, I need to change my desktop. So you need, you know, we're only internet support. No, okay. My kids and my wife are going to be home in 5 minutes. I've got porn as my desktop, and I need to change it right now.
and I don't know how I did it. Please, God, save my marriage.
Please help me, my life.
And just tell me what to do.
Send $50,000
to my PayPal account.
P.O. Box.
Yeah.
Which is cool. You know, PayPal, you can send it, they receive it, then you can
cancel
it.
Nice. And then blacklisted.
And then, but they do have...
Then you can go back on like 5 minutes later and cancel.
Yes, but then they can go back, and then PayPal will lock out you from your bank account. So even if it's like $5 and you reverse the charges and they find out you didn't, they lock your bank account for like 2 weeks. You can't even go in there and touch your money. Even if you walk up to the bank will say, sorry, there's a lock on your account. So, yeah, you don't want to fuck with that.
No, yeah.
Unless you have a throwaway bank account.
Yeah.
This is my, I'm going to rip you off.
Throwaway bank account. Yeah. I love your bank account. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, no. Touching you.
No, we're not going to do that again.
I believe the thing I love. I want to touch my heart.
Stop. There we go. Stuck in his head now. I have to do that once a show.
Oh, it's a band called The Darkness and
the gayness.
Touching you.
It actually sounds better when he has a singing mic.
Yeah, right.
It's horrible. I mean, you know what it is? It's one of those songs that gets stuck in your fucking head.
Wait a minute. You're talking about gayness. Think about it. If you didn't have to have sex.
Okay.
Do you think you'd make a good gay man?
No.
Like me, I could guarantee I'd make a good dyke. If I didn't have to have sex with a woman.
Holy shit.
She's cut off.
Okay, so. No, what you're saying is if you just needed. Okay.
If I just needed a life choice
between. If you just.
Okay.
What about making out with another girl?
You don't need sex. Sex isn't an issue.
Isn't that a friend?
Right.
Yeah, that's just
saying,
a friend.
It's your best
then.
Friend.
So we're just friends.
Yeah, it's just your best friend. That's cool. Not gay.
Yeah, it's not gay.
It's being your best friend.
You do everything except,
have sex?
You want to have sex, you invite a third person, penis.
Do you hold hands?
No.
So wait. So you're willing to have, like, say, like, make out with a chick?
No,
not even the make out part. She's talking about being friends with somebody. That's it.
You know how, like, dykes live together? They go do whatever.
That's called a roommate.
It's called a roommate, a best friend.
When you want to have sex, you, the dyke, and the third person get together and have sex.
So it's more like a communal orgy.
It's not, no, but it's not.
No, it's just having a good friend.
It's having a good friend, that's all.
I've been stuck with being ugly for the last 10 years. And I'm no way going to have sex anywhere near him. He's gonna be out of town.
That's the other thing. No,
before
I'm
he
buys
a chick off.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be hanging out with a guy as my best friend. That's fine.
Tom.
And then once in a while, bring a girl
about
in
having
just
sex
so we could,
against
like,
near
team,
one of your
know,
best
like,
friends.
No.
That's alcohol, Ed. That's what Tom's saying when he wakes up with a dildo in his ass. It was alcohol.
I'm not doing high five over a fucking girl.
It's
smoked
too much crack that night.
Slanging and getting close to each other. No fucking way.
I've done that.
No, Ed. That was. That was
what?
I was drunk. I was horny. I didn't care if you were next to me.
No. What about Brian?
Carry on.
Wake up!
You're trying to wake up. Drunk and passed out, like next to you.
Well,
and
dude, I did it so rarely. What? I want at least to have a witness.
What?
He was dead asleep.
Nobody's gonna believe me.
I fucked right next to him.
You know, I get.
I think everybody had sex next to Tom.
And me too.
We've all had sex on Tom's bed next to Tom.
There you go.
Everybody's had sex.
I know.
Sex
everyone's
on Tom's
had
bed.
Sex in my waterbed except for me.
And he always wakes up
with
guys.
And one night I get lucky, I want to say, hey, I joined the crowd. Look at me. Look
I'm
at
a
me.
Big boy now.
My dick's in my pussy. Yeah.
Everyone, you know, instead of joining the Mile High Club, we've all joined the Tom's Waterbed
Club.
That would actually be the 6 feet under club, actually.
The Bed of Woe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's
the Bed of Woe.
It's in the basement. There you
yes,
go.
Tom joined. Tom became a singer in a rock band for women. He ends up with.
Yeah,
where
were you?
Breaking up with men. Guys.
I come home porn, I'm bringing home the road crew. What the fuck happened there?
Right next to him.
He'd wake up and, you know, most rock stars wake up with six girls.
I had Yandelar and Ed next to me, and I'm like, this is so fucking wrong.
And they both smelled of pussy because you knew they fucked right next to you.
And Van was on top of you.
Do you have
to? Oh,
I can
God,
do therapy because of that.
Mr. Softy.
I would do therapy, man.
Get the mushroom cap of death out of my butt.
Mushroom cap of death?
Yeah, but he said
nice.
Mr. Softy, and Tom could have sworn it was Mr. Hardy. So can you imagine the difference?
No.
I was not poking his rectum.
Okay, wait. There's no reason to exaggerate. There's enough there that there's no reason to even make any plots up to add to it.
Yeah,
we
dude,
can pick on each
she
other.
She must work for
just
the star.
The truth, just fine.
Yeah.
See, that's like Inquiring Minds want to know.
No,
she's once again the story's going off.
No, EverQuest. Because he's in there going, get off, get off. I'm like, Tom, I'm not hard on
EverQuest 3. EverQuest 3, the porno edition.
Here we go, another section of my private life brought out to the fucking internet. Here we go.
It wasn't.
It was a pool party.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was a
I
pool
was
party
sweats, so.
that afterwards everybody got changed. And nobody wanted to leave, and I had this king-size waterbed down in my basement, which I always have the heat on maximum.
And you could have got laid. Lisa was next to you then.
Oh, God, I wouldn't... I'd rather fuck a cactus. Ow!
Same
oh,
laser. Wait, what about the party favor?
Angie?
Random
no.
party favor.
Oh, my... That's a different story.
So anyway... Random party favor.
No, let's bring up names. No names.
What,
there.
The
Come
man
on.
Slut that used to wander around?
Fucking doorknob.
I know, but listen, all right.
Like 800 pounds that followed the band around.
So let's get back to the sausage in the crack of my ass. Okay, so after the party, everyone got changed, and I happened to...
Tom was spooning with him.
Aw.
Aw.
He never spoons you.
Gorillas don't spoon, man.
I was like, we just get it.
And I was like...
Ah,
ah, ah, ah.
So, if you had to make a character and have a quest, what would you call it? That that character.
That cat doomed.
Doomed. Last name. Forever.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Pokemon!
Oh, God.
So anyway, everyone's tired. Everyone's a little drunk. And everyone's crashed on my bed. And I happen to take the center up. And I'm wearing nothing but sweatshorts because none of my pants were in the wash and everything.
Yeah.
Like so, Ben had sweatshorts on and
the big dick
shorts.
No.
The big dick.
Excuse me.
Hey,
BDS apparel.
Why would you want to wear anything else?
Right.
Move on. Keep going with the story. We've done the big.
So anyway, I'm laying on my stomach. Everybody else is like crashed next to me. There's no room on the bed. Van's like, oh, I guess I'll lay on top of Tom.
Okay.
So I figured he'd lay across. No, he lays on top of me. His like nose is in the back of my head.
Snuggling.
This is what you're going to feel like in jail.
Exactly. So.
And then 2 years later, Oz comes out.
Unless you go
on a football camp.
So cosmically, Mr. Softy's lined up with the crack of my ass. And I
picture
can feel
a
it.
Dog.
And all of a sudden,
really
Deliverance snapped in. Every anal raping scene I've seen in movies come out. And I'm like,
get off.
So I said,
I'm trying to.
I'm like, yeah. I'm sounding like George.
Get off.
Please, get off.
Sorry.
You know what? In that position, I think the meanest thing I could say was, for how long are you going to do this, man? So, that reaffirms the fact that I am truly hetero. That and my project again. So,
pain or pleasure?
Oh, no. No, pressure! I feel pressure! Dude, I swear to God, I was like the guy in the crying game in the shower going, oh, God, I feel so dirty.
Oh, there we go.
So, all right,
anybody that missed the colon talk last week.
Yeah, if you missed the colon talk from last week,
tells tomorrow are going to be unholy. I know it.
How long did
Kyle have his dick up your ass?
There's plenty of stories about each and every one of us. If you ever wanted to get it back, get us back.
Oh, yes, I can get you. I can get you back quite evilly.
Yes, by all means.
I tell all my secrets.
Every one of us are.
I said talked about Brian. We talked about all my dirty little...
Oh, no.
What one did we skip?
You scraped the top of your skeleton closet.
Tell me which one we skipped. I'll talk about it.
No. Here we go.
I don't want to bring it up.
I don't want to piss you off.
He can't piss me off anymore.
That sounds like a double dog dare.
That was a big time dare.
Okay, here we go.
Which one?
There was one drunken night. You're over my house. God, you know I wish I was a guy.
No, I've heard...
Because I want to fuck just like all you guys.
Hey, you know what? That's not uncommon.
She was fucking like all the rest of the guys.
No, that's not uncommon. A lot of women have
penis envy.
That's why she gave
up.
A lot of women want a penis.
She slammed me up against the side of your fucking house and had her tongue slammed down my fucking throat in about 3 fucking seconds when she was drunk one night.
What a beer?
And I said... I didn't even know where it came from. I was like, oh my God.
You kissed Bobby?
You.
Okay. Well, Bob, you were like the emergency dick break glass kind of guy.
No, I'm sorry. That would be Ed.
No. Ed was a 2 a.m. booty call.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Hey, what are you doing?
I remember Andy telling, oh, God, yes, I miss him. He was great. I used to call him at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I want to fuck.
To give you an idea, there's a...
Wait. Here's one. Hey, Ed. Guess where I am?
No, guess again.
No, guess again.
Guess again.
No, I'm at her house. Yep, I'm naked. Naked.
Anybody for some chocolate?
Naked.
What?
Yes, I'm naked. No, I'm not fucking with you. Naked.
Yeah, that was the
yes.
That was the one time that I didn't have a vehicle and you called.
We caught you a cab.
Yeah, you called me a cab and it was what, like $85.
$85.
Any paid?
Oh my God.
One way.
To Andrew's
you
house.
You know what? I guess I don't want to. Yeah, because
Chess will never be the same anymore.
No, my luck should go. Oh, let's go check out this. You fucking talked about me.
We
talked
about Angie numerous times.
Jesus. To give you an idea, there's a mutual friend who, because of the rest of this conversation, I will not mention their name.
I am the only one who did not sleep with her.
That was the best. That was the best.
No, no,
eight guys sitting around. There was six guys sitting around the table and two girls. She was one of them. Okay, and we said, if you slept
with
her. We said, if you've slept with Angie, raise your hand. All the guys at the table raised their hand. The two girls didn't, and one of them
was lying.
What did I say?
What?
I turned around and said, so I am the only one in the room who didn't sleep with Angie.
because we're calling her out. We're calling bullshit on her, right? Well, we're bullshit! Yeah.
Bullshit!
Bullshit!
We all knew about it. Angie had already told us.
I know. But
then she looked at you a little differently.
There was a girl, a mutual friend of all of ours, who Ed was sleeping with, who flat out said, but you know, you're just my sperm receptacle. And this girl...
He said that to her?
Yeah. Okay. This girl kept coming back for more. To give you an idea of the power that Ed can have over women. Okay? Now, for all the women that might actually ever listen to this show, if a guy looked at you flat out and said, you're just my sperm receptacle, would you stay with him? No matter how good a fuck he was, no matter what, would you stay with him?
Load us with alcohol, get us super fucking horny, and yes, we call Ed. It don't matter what he says.
But
This was when she was sober.
It didn't matter. She was in love with him. She thought she was in love with him and kept coming back for more.
See, me and my side of the few women, we were all like, he wasn't rude to us when we were sober, and we all called him when we were dead-ass drunk. And then, like, our roommates would be like, why is Ed here again? Oh, he passed out.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, you know what was scary? when he was sneaking out of my room.
Do you mind if I take Ed aside for a couple of minutes? I just want to
sneak. Sure, go ahead. Just,
I need some tips.
I need some few details.
He's kept
just
Jack
to give
Sparrow.
You an idea, just for people who don't know
no,
Ed.
Seriously, this is
to give you an idea of Ed's power over women, you know. I actually was dating a girl one time that grabbed him by his chest, actually ripped out chest hair, and said, I want to fuck you now.
Christine?
Yes. While I was dating her, mind you. Yes, Ed actually ran. I give him credit.
Sorry, with that ex-girlfriend, we didn't have a choice.
I realize, Tom, I know you couldn't handle it. You did fuck her while I was dating her. Scumbag.
No, I know. No, no.
Technically, you
No, you weren't. You broke up with her.
Right, okay. Technically, we were broken up.
What was it, 500 miles to get laid by her?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to walk 500 miles.
My dick just kind of fell into her. I don't know what happened.
What happened? It's just I was laying there. Next to, well, I should wait. I shouldn't say that. There was a night when I was very, very drunk and just laying there, and some girl, and I tried to act like I was passed out.
Yeah.
And she continually took my clothes off, took her clothes off, got on top of me, worked my soft dick inside of her, and I did not move.
That's dedication.
And then she sat there and rotated back and forth. And
perseverance.
And you can't help it. Sooner or later, you're going to get excited.
There you go.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's
eat
cool.
Shit and die of gonorrhea.
Rico Suave.
Rico Suave.
That's one of his nicknames.
Oh, come on. You should see what we have for blobbers.
12. You weren't 12.
In the old days. How old was he? 14? When he was dating Karen?
I don't know how.
No, I was like 16, 17.
Oh, by the way, we're never getting sponsorship for this show.
No.
There's just no fucking
way.
Right.
There's like no way we can come back to have a question on this one.
No, I'm just saying. It's like, you know, I'd like to do the show professional, you know. And actually, like, promote the show, but without, you know, sponsorship, there's no way. Well, that's why
we're
here.
Is a gay porn magazine
the
sponsor?
No, it's not.
It's dirty. It's butt sex radio. Money.
Dude, I'd rather have Al-Qaeda fund us before.
Blue boy. And here come the FBI. Okay.
And here's how you strap a bomb to your chest and run into a government building.
Right. Yeah, and now a word from our sponsors.
No,
kill all Americans! They must die! They are scum!
I'd rather have
okay.
that than
request.
Hi.
Wait, we have one more sponsor.
Anal nitrate. Good for you and him.
For both
and
of
them.
Us.
Yes, this version of EverQuest Radio has been brought to you by Analyze. Shove it in!
Oh, Jimmy!
Ah.
Ready? Oh, wait, here's a song. Me and you and him, and those and that, and where is who, and what's the cat? Yeah. And whips and chains, and me and you with Analyze. That ain't pussy!
Now, back to...
Yeah, was it a female?
If there's fudge coming out the orifice...
But if it's a female cat, it's still pussy. God.
There you go.
Man, Van's cat just turned over at me. Holy shit, man.
I'd rather become a Catholic priest.
Can you name your pet? Are you allowed to name
your
pet?
Oh!
Well, at least they're hairless.
You're not allowed to name your pet in EverQuest?
No.
Yeah.
At least they're hairless.
No, that's another thing that pisses me off.
When you get a pet, you want to name it.
No, they give it a stupid name.
Jabba-kicker
or Kornikababar.
Like, what?
Why did you give it? You know, I want Jimmy Hoffa. Elvis.
I found him. I brought him back from the dead.
It would be nice. You could default
for skeleton Ethiopian.
Default to names or name your pet.
hungry.
hungry Ethiopian.
So what do you think
would be
a better upgrade? Awesome. The voiceovers in EverQuest 2, like the dialogue, the voice dialogue, or being able to name your pet.
Name your pet.
Now, actually, one thing we noticed in World of Warcraft, every character has a different dance. Okay, every, race.
Oh, the gnomes are hysterical.
The undead actually,
yeah, they actually headbang.
Do this, and they headbang. So that's cool.
That is cool.
They do this, and
the
double
fingers.
Yeah, the gnomes, though, it's kind of cool. They actually work together.
The male gnome
like, smacks his
air
ass.
Humps and smacks the ass, and the female gnomes do the butt.
Yeah, bend down and do the butt in front of him. So you have both of them together, and they're like dirty dancing.
Michael Jackson loves that one.
Yeah, well, no, Michael Jackson was the night elf male.
Yeah.
And the female elf
he grabs his crotch and he does the spin just like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but the female one is definitely a lap dancer.
Oh, yeah.
She's like grinding on his
grind.
I'm like, okay.
So there was LaToya Jackson.
The voiceover is done by...
And you know what? The humans are so white.
The humans are way white. They're like...
They're like doing a Watusi.
They're doing a very, very gay
like
white
the George
dance.
Michael, actually. Yeah,
like the dwarves in the works. They like break dance. You know? Unbelievable.
And the Erudites? Yeah,
there's no Erudites in World of Warcraft.
Okay. What, no black people in World of Warcraft? Okay, I'm sold.
There's no Hitler.
And now a word from our sponsor.
The 99 is Jordan Rotten!
Hold on. Okay, so the NAACP isn't going to be one of our sponsors. Big deal. So the KKK wants a sponsorship on our show. So what?
Hey, we have some audio of Blobber talking to one of our sponsors.
We have no other than Outrust of Patrol Media Vention on this event.
Would you like to try our new watch? It's called Swatz.
You know what you got to do? Go to a German website and download some German porn audio.
No.
And put that in for Blobber.
One day, these guys.
German porn.
No. You missed it. One day, Tasso turned around and said something about you guys can't get any worse than this.
Oh,
and to me, it was a challenge.
We're traveling.
Yeah, I remember this.
So I turned around and said, fine, you want me to get worse? I said, I'm looking, just to let everybody know. What?
I said,
what? I said, just to let everybody know. I'm looking for an old lampshade that was made in Auschwitz.
No, I did that.
Out of human skin.
I did that. I looked up on eBay for
a human
skin lamp.
No, you looked it up after I brought it up.
And
but I was
selling
for
one.
Human skin lampshade made in Auschwitz.
Collector's
willing
item.
To pay. It's a collector's item.
Collector's item.
And
big money.
Needless to say, no one could beat me. So
No. The picking cotton. Comment. That was the one that got you cut off.
Okay, well, you Erudites pick cotton.
And we're from our sponsors.
Yes. We have none.
There we go.
Yo, you want to get jiggy? You want to get down and dirty? You want to play a video game that's hype?
No, that.
You want to
play? Actually, we're going to get the other one. You know what? We are the real boys in the hoods.
Oh, no.
No. 50 ways to love your sister.
Come to College Point, New York.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm the only one in this room that I know of that could actually join that club.
Ivy League.
And Blobber. No, I was wrong. There's two of us.
I was going to say.
What club are we talking about?
Anglo-Saxon fucking white. I could definitely hang out in the KKK.
So can I?
I am the Aryan race extraordinary.
You are Hitler's wet dream.
Blue eyes.
He's in the grave going,
blue eyes, blonde hair.
I could never do that. I don't think I'd ever be a successful member of the KKK. I just couldn't wear the costume. No, I'm bad.
The jig is up.
On Halloween.
Bend down.
On Halloween, I'd be too clumsy. I'd fall. I'd be tripping all over myself.
Because what are rich people afraid of?
The rest of them. Because all KKK is a bunch of drunk rednecks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what the hell?
When I was wearing the masks at Halloween, I couldn't see where I was going.
This town is hated. Oh, boy. But
okay.
But you know what?
I think we're done.
You're right. You know, you have your French porn, you know. Oh, je t'aime. Oh, je t'aime.
Oui.
You
know,
Italian
oui.
Porn. Yo, Betty, bend over. German porn. You like that, don't you?
How easy is it to be a member of the KKK and go to the bathroom?
What?
Not very easy, I'm guessing.
Why? With the sheets?
Yeah, exactly. That long sheet that hangs down to your feet.
You know, I'd like to get like a movie of a KKK rally where they're dancing and put dancing in the sheets. We'll be dancing.
It would be interesting.
No, but instead of noticing you for a KKK member,
hold on.
They'd
hold
be
on.
Like, everybody's going potty. Okay. We're going to do
John?
A photo line
yeah.
right now.
This
TV.
Is for you.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
All right.
There you go. Now you're on the
you're on
the bucket now.
You're okay. In the bucket.
That was my first lesson.
No, we do that to everybody, don't we? Right. Actually, I haven't brought out the cricket noises yet.
I'm actually...
Remember we did that with Laser Guided Bunny Rabbit?
Yes.
We gave him the silent treatment. He called up on the phone. We muted the mics.
He was rambling.
And we muted the mics, and he's talking and talking and talking. Meanwhile, we're going, he can't hear us right now. Yeah, and we're not listening.
You just said one.
Hello? Oh, fuck you guys. Click.
yeah.
But he went on for like 5 minutes, didn't realize that we weren't, he kept talking and talking.
Yeah, but you know what Van didn't like about him?
What?
You had,
fuck you
well,
guys.
Who was it, that female was in the room that day, the chat room, and he shut her up with his chat about Tasso. Oh,
yeah.
Tasso chat shut her up.
Oh, yeah.
What is the dirty Tasso chat?
He was accusing me of raping him at Recon 2000, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
at least I'm not the only one. Maybe we can have a group counsel.
No. The only raping I did was in the game. It's because I could see his screen. No matter where he went, I knew where he was, and I would just kill him. At one point, he was wearing a box on his head. He was like wearing like a box, like a cardboard box, trying to shield the screen so I couldn't tell where he was.
What a loser.
He was funny as hell, though.
Loser. Yeah.
Well, he quit. He actually quit when we were doing Counter-Strike Radio. We actually played like the theme song to Incredible Hulk. You know when he's walking down the street?
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, I still got that. I started playing that while he was saying his goodbye. Yeah, you know, I'm not having fun anymore. Everybody, he doesn't hear it. Nobody can hear it. When they call in, I can play wave files. They don't hear it. Only the listeners do. Everybody in the chat room is fucking laughing their asses off. They're like, oh my God!
This is the last day I'll be playing.
No, we're like... Da, da, da,
da, da. He's like 15 now.
Yeah,
I
got it.
I spent the first 8 years of my life playing EverQuest.
No, he was playing Counter-Strike then. He has, he's like 15, 16 now. Weapons. He's from South Carolina. He's got guns. You get those at like 10.
Yeah.
10.
It's required learning in kindergarten.
Yeah, I was going to say 10. 10's old.
Welcome to Columbine.
Oh, God.
You're a man now.
Guys, Sopranos.
8 minutes. My clock that far off?
I don't know. Unless this clock's far off. I don't know.
This says 8:59. 8:52? Let me change this.
Woke up this morning.
I got 8:52.
Got myself.
Okay, everyone has 8:52. Yay. Okay. So we have 7 minutes left? Okay, now. Everybody's on the spot.
Fuckity fuck 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 Hey, how come you didn't play?
No wedgies.
Female hand.
Oh, snow dog.
Down your pants.
Yeah, left and right, baby. Left and right.
Where's the sound clip?
Good. Oh, she's going for the two-hander now. She's going atomic.
Excuse me, Shizma.
What?
Shut up before I put you in an oven.
Oh. Hey, wait. Oh, I'm Italian. I'm on your side. Oh, whoa, it's two-hander. Cut it out.
Yeah, good.
Jesus.
There you go. Good wedgie for you.
Oh, my God.
How do you like that?
Oh, I can feel my prostate.
Again.
Okay. Again.
Oh, no.
All right.
No, but how about we not feel his prostate?
Look, you may enjoy that. You gotta go.
No.
You
may. I won't.
He may. I won't.
No. Get the big camera in.
Have fun. Snow dog. Enjoy. Let us know how it went.
Yeah, when you're all done. Come get us.
Take pictures. Put it on the website. I never look at it anyway.
We've already gone too far. We're not returning back.
Shizma, we went too far about 5 minutes into our first show.
Oh, yeah. No.
Right?
I don't know.
10 minutes.
No. I think the first show we actually tried.
I don't know.
Tried.
I don't know.
Then we gave up.
No, then you gave up.
Yeah, because there actually other things did happen in EverQuest, but we don't give a fuck.
Oh, I remember what started the butt sex. We started talking about the gayness, and Van got totally pissed off at us.
The gay parade you went, guys went to?
No, before that.
You have an AT&T collect phone call from. Oh. You're fucking me in the ass. You're fucking me in the ass. They're fucking me in the ass. Do you wish to accept
that? We sit here and talk about this stuff.
Because.
If you guys don't shut up.
He was trying to make a professional show.
And
it just.
You
it
have
worked.
Actually,
I heard the truth.
You
it
have this six
made him reminiscent. You have some bad thoughts that he had in his head.
Wait, you have a 6'5" Southern Cajun Greek guy that's a wall, and the little 5'4" chubby guy that would be targeted for an anal rape going to the Halloween parade in New York City, having a grand old time, maybe day old time. And I had a wonderful time.
Yes, you did. You liked the costumes.
Yeah, those costumes were great. And
tweaking my nipples
and torturing myself. Oh.
He still has his boa hanging in his bedroom.
And I'm calling him up saying, "Hey, I'm a great old time. It's a great parade." He's like, "I'm not going to get a bunch of gays there." I'm like, "Dude, they're gonna target him.
Yeah.
You're in the subway. Get the big guy." On, get your balls out!
A whole bunch of wizard matches with people running at you and attack you?
It's today! You know, I mean, unless you came in drag, I don't think they were going to look at you.
Oh, guys, look at those EverQuest nerds. Mm. They look cute.
Hey, come on, girls, you can only take maybe one or two of us out.
They've never actually seen Og fight.
Do we have a big gay community listening to the show? Or?
No.
Fuck them.
We are the gay community.
I don't know.
I'm not gay, but
Wait, the first person
twice in my life I'm a confirmed heterosexual. Okay,
are we gays and happy? I mean,
now according to the dictionary, gay means happy.
Yes,
I'm talking about ball licking faggots.
Ball licking faggots. There you go. I like it.
Ew.
Oh, hey, not in Van's house.
I have no problem with gay people. Gay people are fine. Most gay people are just like everyone else, except they.
No, they like to leer. No.
I got leering at me.
Thunder incident with Bob Morris.
Excuse me. Would you stop with the last fucking names?
Yeah, and you lose that.
Jesus.
3342 Screw You 2 Boulevard.
I have some audio of Tom
sideways fucking Boulevard.
I have some audio of Tom at the Halloween parade and in the village.
Go ahead.
I'm gay. I am gay. You hear that, everyone? I'm gay. I'm gay and it feels good.
There we go.
I bet you do, you sussy little
scamp.
He
came out of the closet there. There you go.
And I went back in.
All right.
That's like swingers. Couldn't you get in? going into like a swinging bar and just everybody. It doesn't matter if you're male, female, you just all...
No, I couldn't get into it. I'm sorry. You lost me at the part where you said male. Yeah. Everybody can get into it.
I get turned off when I watch a Prince video.
Oh, don't even go there. You watch Oz.
Yeah. Only for the nudity.
Yes, I want to see 24 hours of man junk.
I only read the articles.
Yeah, he bought the DVD.
I bought the DVD.
I know what I'm getting, Tom.
With 3 hours of unedited footage.
More anal rape. There we go. All right, guys.
The Rapes of Oz. Yeah. Volume 1.
Even though you need a new belt. That belt doesn't sound bad, does it?
No.
Like
Okay. Who was the singer in that theme song?
All right, guys, we're done.
We're done.
Oz is on. No.
Goodbye.
Put the Oz DVD on.
No. You want to do the shout out?
The
Dolphin, she's back. Gelding, Meth, Morix, Sherrick, and Zummin. We lost a couple of people. Oh, well.
No,
that's it. Ah, bastards. Actually, somebody just started listening. By the way, show's over. So, I don't know. I just saw like our listener count go up. So I'm like, it's over. We'll see you guys next week.
In the town.
Whoa!
Whoa, that was loud.